RadioSaintPete.com. Film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Rings, now playing in area theaters.
The movie poster for Rings, pardon me, The Ring 3, states, "First you watch it, then you die." That about sums up what it feels like to sit through this gargantuan waste of time and effort. Also, when half the movie trailer does not appear in the finished product, you know some studio-directed heavy reshoots occurred. Need another indicator? Rings was filmed 3 years ago and sat on the shelf. All involved realized the quality product they had on their hands. Put all the warnings together, and Rings is a glacial slog through explanations of seven-day TV monitor phenomena we already know, a Scooby-Doo mystery where it pretty much turns out to be Old Man Withers, and features some of the worst acting this side of your local middle school's attempt at A Midsummer Night's Dream. Rings opens up with a pulse-quickening attention-getter. A boy who saw the infamous video cassette is on a plane 7 days later. In a very selfish act by the boy, the girl from the well is undeterred by modes of transportation and unencumbered by the TSA. She dribbles and oozes down the aisle and takes out the entire aircraft. Jump forward 2 years and cool guy university teacher Professor Gabriel, played by Johnny Galecki, accidentally watches the video because of his love for vintage tech. He couldn't resist that broken VCR at the local flea market. As the first two Ring films came out in 2002 and 2005, VCRs were still employed in the standard family living room. Jump to present day, you can now copy-paste Samara Morgan's video with a mere right-click. Technology makes it so easy now to make the dreaded video borderline viral. Professor Gabriel, who looks old enough to be a mid-level associate professor, who perhaps recently achieved tenure, inexplicably owns an entire floor of a university building just for his studies. So much about dying after you watch a video from a girl who pops out of screens to kill you strains credulity. But one professor owning an entire floor? I don't think so. Oh right, our main characters. Well, Holt, played by Alex Rowe, heads off to college, leaving behind his high school sweetheart Julia, played by Matilda Lutz, who stays back to care for her sick mother or something. We never see the mother, and Julia takes off after Holt later with no mention of care, so it must not be a big deal. Julia's mother pops in the trailer, though. Why don't understand the level of love between Holt and Julia? During their last morning together, before the long drive to school, he tells her the story of Orpheus and the underworld, and that, quote, "I relate to the guy. I can't imagine not looking back at you." That line is courtesy of three screenwriters, David Lauka, Jacob Estes, and Akiva Goldsman. You know, the guy who won an Oscar for writing A Beautiful Mind. Holt sees the video. Julia tracks him down because he's ignoring her phone calls, yada yada yada. They end up in a middle-of-nowhere small town to uncover the truth about Samara and why she's so darn mad. F. Javier Gutierrez sets up most of the sequences as a mystery rather than a slow-boiling horror. In the first Ring, we had to wait until the end for Samara to crawl out of the screen. We see that festival sideshow twice within the opening half hour here. The first film, already a remake of an earlier Japanese film, was an effective horror film. I remember dread and fear in the audience. Nobody saw The Ring 2, and now the movie poster assures you what you're in for. First you watch it, then you roll your eyes on the way home because this movie is terrible. That is why I give Rings 1. Not a 4 stars.
Rings is rated PG-13, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.